The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
How was your vacation?
It was great. It was great. You know, I'm going to be honest. Mexico got to be the new spot.
What parts of Mexico?
Oh, I went to Cancun, but... but probably not there.
That's so Americanized, ain't it?
Yeah, but
that's spring breaky.
But again, from the food to just understanding, like, what I like about places like Mexico, any other country I've been outside of America, it's like you can feel the country. Like, you can realize this is a country. People have a sense of ideas and beliefs just because they're from there. In America, it's all over the place. You know, you meet a nigga, your neighbor from the right versus your neighbor from the left could be two different people, and not just because people are different, but like belief systems, cultural values, all of that. Every other country don't give you that.
So you think, like, when you went to Greece and Italy and all those other places, and then now Mexico, you think that there's a united front that people have as far as...
there's like a...
Hey, can hold on a second. Have you already gone to Mexico? I'm marked this. Have you already gone? I thought you were about to go.
I'm about to go.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
I'm about to go.
Why are you saying like you've been there already?
Listen. Okay. Have you ever been to Mexico? This is.
What was the question you asked?
Because he asked how was the vacation. Dude, I didn't take the vacation. So I had to answer it like.
Can we start over?
No.
What the fuck are we doing?
No, this has got to be part of the show, my nigga.
Okay. I don't want it to be. That's okay.
No, what are you talking about? Why? You leaned into it. Why? Now you ashamed of yourself?
You tricked me, bro. I was like, yo.
Wait a minute. Listen. You don't want the listeners to see your level of psychosis? Like, listen. Like, you are a psychopath. The fact that you leaned, like, you were talking this whole story like as if it actually happened, right? This is great. This is theater.
You're talking about neighbors.
Yeah, this is great theater. This is
like whoa.
And you believe in though, right? Like this nigga already went there, right?
Like, whoa. Why are we recording on Friday, my nigga? If you're not going to Mexico next week, why the fuck are we even here? And then he's just going like, yeah, my neighbor on the left is not like my neighbor on the right. I'm like, what fucking neighbor? What are we talking about here?
I'm telling you, bro. That shit is so classic. It cannot be removed.
Okay. What was the question you asked? We can get back to it.
I asked him, how was his vacation? Because I know that this is going to come out after the vacation.
Okay, go ahead.
And he just went, we ready to rock and roll.
Start
Let's go,
there.
Baby.
Yeah, start from there. I'll edit that out.
No. Okay.
I'll edit the part where we argued about it and laughed about it. Go.
I think we should leave that in there too. because I think they need to know that we know that he's crazy. Like we don't want to be like,
okay, we're like, fine. So tell us about your vacation, Prince. How'd it go?
It was amazing.
The sense of camaraderie.
What was so good about it?
I mean, you know, it was a break from work.
And not to mention the community, right?
How were the tacos?
The food, the ambiance, everything.
What'd you
about
eat?
It was
what's
amazing.
The first thing you ate when you got there?
It's so much better when they know, right? Let's go. This is awesome. What was your favorite dish?
What was the first thing you ate?
Some cow tongue.
It's called lingua, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you got me crying, nigga. You got me crying. This is so stupid.
It's not because it was so good that he had you thinking twice.
I was like, why the fuck are we even recording early?
It was so good that you were confused. Like, wait a minute, what the fuck is happening? That's how good he was doing. He had, you know, cultural differences. And it, I mean, like, he's like, you know.
I was like, neighbor? When he said neighbor, I had to stop. Like, yeah. Wait, well, what are we doing?
This is, I mean, if you could just, it, I mean.
It's a fucking theoretical neighbor.
Bro, that's some Mind of Mac shit, bro. Like, we just had a sneak peek into French Reggie's brain. Like, yo, this nigga can go there.
And but why can't he do the American accent then?
Because I'm tone deaf. I told you that.
What does that mean? Well, I mean, you definitely can't sing.
That was just the fact that you said tone deaf. That's
tone deaf. Say tone deaf again.
Tone deaf.
Oh, he listened to me.
Right.
Emulated me.
That's all you have to do with all of this shit. It's just emulate. Like, I mean, again,
So Mac says you always think like me, talk like me. How would I say tone deaf?
Tone deaf.
There it is. And you know what
How would I say excavate?
You know what I just realized?
Excavate.
Antarctica.
Antarctica.
Oh, shit. No, it's working.
This is what I'm telling you. This is what I just noticed when he did it, is that it's laziness. Any motherfucker that's been in America for this long as he has and it still has an accent, you're just lazy.
He's that old Mexican lady who just pretends like she don't know English. Yeah.
Right, and she just doesn't want it. She just wants to fucking still sound like she's always sounded. Like, you don't want to put in the effort that it takes to sound like we sound.
Again, y'all the only one that be pressed.
No, we're not. French, you are surrounded by a bunch of fucking assholes. If they're telling you that you speak perfect English,
you don't have an accent.
They're not saying perfect English. They say that my accent is not as strong as y'all making it seem like.
What?
This French. Is certain.
So they say all the words you say sound French. Like American words?
I guarantee if people did not read the disclaimer of what the show is, they had never heard our show before, they didn't know who the people on the show were, they're like, oh, who's that third world nigga on the show with them?
They would be like, there's two American niggas and some foreign nigga from Africa or some other
Africa
foreign,
or something.
Right.
Some black.
some black. Some black place.
Yeah, I get it that people are trying to be kind to you and nice because that's what humans do, you know, especially liberals.
I mean, it's not a disrespect if you say I have an accent. So I don't know why people would say we'll have to hide that.
Because if it's a black country's accent, then they do feel funny. They're like, oh, no, you sound perfect. You sound great. Yeah. They don't want to
feel like the black country's accent is worse than the Indian accent?
No, you're missing. Words take offense to this.
I'm saying.
You got defensive. Indian accent is terrible, bro.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And they're all through IT. And you know what it is? It's not even, okay, here's what I've learned. And you know, I speak to a lot of Indian people all the time.
My whole dispatch crew is all Indian.
My problem with it is you have to get the headset, my nigga. You can't do the in-room voice speakerphone device because the walls and stuff come mixing in with the accent.
Yeah.
Yo, I can't do it. You got to put the headset up and put that shit right by your mouth. It can't be any room tone in with that. It just doesn't work.
And I don't even have a problem. At first, I was kind of, you know, like, damn, should I... But now I'm just like, hey, yo, I didn't get that. Can you say that again? Like, I mean, like, I hear you said something, but I didn't catch it, my nigga. Say it slower and more Englishy.
I got a hack.
What's that?
AI. So you know how all the, like, Teams and all the little Microsoft Teams and Zoom things now, they have the transcribe. It transcribes real time. Turn the transcribe on. Just look at that shit. Because sometimes they be talking, I'll be like, look at the transcribe. Oh.
I wish I had a transcribe. Oh. And it's this one lady, too, in the night. Like, and this nigga tells me his name all the time. I still don't know it.
Oh, Otter.ai is that free app on your iPhone?
This motherfucker tells me his name. He's like, hey, he knows my name. Hey, Jay. Hey, Mac.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, this is so-and-so with dispatch. And I'm like, I've been there for hella long, and I still don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I don't want to keep, I mean, I don't even give a shit what your name is, really. Right. I mean, just help me out.
Good guy.
What?
You're a good guy.
But why? From not...
I just said you were a good guy.
I don't understand what. Nope. Because it seemed like a very backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
So why am I a good guy?
You know, I just had an argument with my wife this morning about that. She believes that if she says something that's intentionally a compliment, even if it's backhanded in every other existence of this compliment, I should be able to look through that and know that she's trying to be complimentary as opposed to being shitty.
No.
Yeah, I disagree too. Yeah. You know what the fuck this means.
Right.
You can't say this about someone and be like, oh, no, I meant that as a pump. No, that's
why I didn't want to let it go.
You cannot transform it to what you wanted to be.
Right. But then again, I thought maybe I am being a good guy because I'm not fucking making him say his name over and over and over because it really doesn't matter to me. And I'm not saying that in a dismissive or whatever, but...
You're saying Indians don't matter.
No, I'm just saying, like, your name...
Is it inconsequential to my life because you're Indian?
To my job, right?
Because you're Indian.
Just I like Indians.
You heard about how all the tech companies literally fired their team and hired actual Indians from India and paid them
I guess, cheaper. Cause
what are we talking about, French? Is this 2024 or 2001?
No, well, French is going into tech. So he's like, these motherfuckers, they're like, these are the new niggas taking our jobs. So these are what, like androids? Is it AI? Indians?
No, apparently like Microsoft, all the major companies. Literally,
oh, that's been happening.
That's what I'm saying. Is this 2024 or 2001?
But apparently they just did one like massive one like recently. That's what like
A hiring in India?
Chicago. Yeah.
Firing the people in the States and hiring.
It's called outsourcing.
And that's a funny movie. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh my God.
Outsourced is hilarious.
Who's in that?
Oh, I don't know who.
I think I saw it.
Where the guy goes, he gets sent out there to train the motherfuckers in India how to do their fucking call center shit.
And it's a love story because he falls in love with one of them.
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
Chicago, and he's teaching them how to fucking sound more American.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. No, but that's been around for a long time, friends. I don't know where you were.
No, I understand, but it seems like the software engineers in the U.S.
It ain't just software.
Are super mad now.
I'm telling you, my whole dispatch team is all Indian.
Yeah, like, I mean, at that time zone too, right? It's like,
I mean, it's any time of the day.
Oh, okay.
All day.
It's cheaper.
Again, I think that's where you get to. I mean, we could hire Mexicans, right? Or can't we get some little Japanese or Chinese kids?
But look, if you're a business owner, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about spending more on labor or less on labor? How do you feel about it?
As a business owner, I understand.
Listen, let's run a plantation.
What are you trying to say?
You already know what I'm saying.
I don't. Let's talk about
it. You already know. Listen.
I need you to be explicit. Explicitly.
Listen, everybody who has ever owned a business or ran a business would love free labor.
Yeah.
So
how do you pick? What group of people are there? Is there a certain group of people that
the ones that with the strongest backs? It depends on what's your. I'm sorry.
So in this room, French probably has the strongest back. Should we use French?
Yeah, for sure. Now again, I think it's if it's some field shit, right? Like if it's some manual labor type shit. But if you're talking IT and these fucking Indians are graduating at 15 and doing all that kind of shit, then you might want to go out there because they may be a little bit smarter and able to handle what you're looking for cheaper.
What do you suggest people in the situation of the person French is talking about, what do you suggest they do?
Keep adding new skills to your repertoire.
But why? Mm-hmm. If the skills are just going to be, I mean, people in India can do those skills too. That's, they have the same training that you have.
And they'll get it cheaper.
So what do you suggest someone does in his situation?
Switch up some shit that's not fucking.
Find another job.
Yeah. Not even just a job, it's a fucking industry.
You've been studying and learning and getting certified in this industry for 15 years.
And they
find another industry after 15 years of you putting in hard work and blood, sweat, and tears.
You're talking to the wrong nigga, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah, because, I mean, nigga, how long had I been doing the shit that I had been doing before I just switched up?
Yeah, but you made a choice.
Well, yeah, that's what I was. It's a choice for this nigga, too.
No. I'm saying
it's a survival
someone
choice.
Who loved software engineering has got multiple degrees, has multiple certifications, has been putting their time in. It's almost time for them to be promoted to something else. But right when this is about to happen, now the industry falls out from underneath them and all the jobs get outsourced to
India. You can move to India.
That's what I was going to say. Move to India.
That's your. So you're saying I make $145,000 a year and I'm going to move to India so I can make $30,000 a year?
Cost of living is different, so that $30,000 is going to go a long way.
Nah, they still got a caste system, and I don't know what caste you're going to be in.
You sound like a real dickhead right now, and so does your partner over there.
I don't know what kind of caste. Listen, I said it initially until I thought about it, and it's like, yo, you know what?
Simple, just move to India.
Yeah.
As a worker, you have to understand.
But you
got
to move to like a civilized place in India.
Of course.
So the two or three places?
Bangladesh.
No, not Bangladesh.
I'm sure there is some good Bangladesh.
Yes. Yeah.
What's the other? You see how quick that motherfucker did that shit?
Mumbai? Bombay? Is Bombay in? I don't know. I've never been to India.
Bollywood? Where Bollywood? That's in India.
Bollywood is a fucking
But genre. It's somewhere.
It's not a place.
It's not.
Oh, yeah, but it's somewhere.
It's like, you sound like Uganda. Not Uganda. What's the fucking X-Men shit? Rwanda? No. What's the fucking
Wakanda?
Wakanda. Oh. You sound like a nigga that thinks Wakanda somewhere.
It's Atlanta. Ain't it Wakanda, Atlanta?
Yeah,
Tyler Perry Studios. I mean, that's Wakanda, where he was at.
No, was it?
That's where he shot the movie.
Oh, I didn't know that. I had no idea.
So what's your moving to India is bullshit. That's all you got for me?
I mean, again, I don't know.
I mean, find another company that's still hiring in the U.S. that does software.
Until they decide to outsource
it. That's a temporary
So
thing.
Now, what? I'll ask that question again. What do you suggest someone in those...
Switch up, nigga. Do something else.
After 15 years of everything.
What do you want from me? You don't like none of my answers. I told you what I said.
Well, I'm just saying, you spent, a total of, on all your degrees and certifications, $300,000. and 15 years of your life, and you're saying switch that up.
Well, get crazy then, nigga. Go grab your fucking rifle and just go nuts. I don't know. What do you want me to do with all
or
this?
Or work with the other people that are in the same shoes as you, form a union, and create better demands, because now you have you can probably create leverage to your
Teamsters,
union.
Nigga.
So what you're saying is join a union that's not supported and make the union pop too?
No, I'm saying that if a bunch of software engineers are starting to get fired,
yeah,
because their positions are going to India, at the moment they start seeing that rise, before it becomes completely the movement,
yeah,
you start formulating your union to prevent it from happening.
So I'm a business owner. I'm just going to let you create a union underneath me?
We can't.
I mean, you think I'm going to let you form a union? And
You got to start. If you're in the position of the guy that got fired, you got to try. Yeah. You got to try everything, like what Jamie Maxx said. Find another gig.
That's what I'm saying.
Or, you know, my thing is you'll find other companies, because America is such a big country and it's such a country that always creating new businesses. You'll be able to find another gig. Now, you may not get the money that you were making, but you'll be able to still pay your bills. But you got to learn how to adapt. That's one thing I'm learning.
So if somebody's making $150,000 a year, mm-hmm, and they've situated their bills, they've situated their lifestyle, mm-hmm, you're saying that that person should easily be able to survive off $50,000.
Well, they probably have to readjust their lifestyle because they're making $50,000.
And my question originally was, what do you suggest those people? You're saying adjust your entire lifestyle and make a quarter of what you made before and be happy about it?
You don't have to be happy, but it is what it is. This is what's happening right now. You can still find a way to crawl back up to make $150,000, but at that moment you got fired, and if you can't get a job anymore because your role is all the way in India, and that's the only way they're hiring for that position. As you navigate the workforce, whether you're finding a new job or you decide to create your own company, you probably decide, you know what? I've got all this experience. I know what it takes. I'm going to build my own company. But you're going to have to do something to adapt. And that's always
that's what
happening.
He's asking. Yeah. But I feel like you still haven't answered that question.
You replaced that, right?
Huh?
You replaced that with another, right?
Of course, I know, man. Okay. How long have we been doing this?
I don't know. Just making sure.
Come on.
No, I said find another job, but he gave the example as, what if you do find another job, but you was making $150,000 and now you're making $50,000? And I said, well, now, because you're making $50,000,
you got
to
side hustle,
lifestyle.
Nigga. You know what I mean? You got to pimp out some bitches, or, nigga, you know what I mean? Or slang some
MDMA.
I
wouldn't
shit.
Do crime. Because that would put you in the worst position.
That's just a crazy thought that we're accepting of the idea that I need to change. Even though I did everything that I was supposed to do, I did it right, I got
to
change.
So you think that, I mean, are we ready to fight the system? I don't think we're really ready to fight the system. So
yeah. You
have to take it from an individual standpoint. If we're ready to fight the system, I'm down.
Well,
but I don't think we're ready to fight the system.
Initially my question was, if you were the business owner.
Oh, so, as the business owner, I'm always going to try to find a cheaper labor.
Of course.
Yeah.
So then there's no point in doing anything if you're the person who happens to. Just suck it up and
that's cause,
do OnlyFans?
Is that, right, is that or is that not good business?
That's the question.
It's good business, but it's an ethical business.
Well, ethical and good should be hand in hand.
Well, no, because the way I think society look at good business is, what's your profit margin?
Right.
I think that's all they care about.
Because as a business, that's what you're... Yeah. Okay, so businesses...
They don't care how you do it, as long as you got that profit.
Yeah, but that's the fiduciary responsibility. There should also be a moral and an ethical responsibility for every company as well, though.
But
right?
They don't operate.
Theoretically, your business to make money. I mean, there are some... I guess if you're not in business to make money, that kind of makes you a non-profit, right? Like, that. Those are...
And they're still in the business of making money.
Right, like a church, definitely.
It's just a way for them to get cooler tax write-offs.
Because I think, you know, your goal, because you can't be in business if you're not making money. You can't stay in business, I should say, if you're not making money. So then I think the goal then kind of puts...
Well, you can still make a profit by hiring American workers. You just might not make as much. You'll still make a profit.
But will you be able to compete?
How is that different than communism, though? What you guys are saying about outsourcing the labor. Because if you know that you're not going to be able to make as much, now you have to settle for that $50,000 a year job, but that's the same as a truck driver for what's the name of that company that does the rentals, but they also have the
Penske,
right?
Hertz, Ryder, I think it's
Ryder. Yeah.
So Ryder, right? So Ryder, I believe this is true. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. Ryder is a company that you can buy a truck from, but they also outsource their staff, their resources two companies to truck drive too, right? Yep. So that would be different than like saying you having your own trucking business where you pay for your own gas and you pay for your own maintenance, but you also get all the proceeds.
Right.
You would have to just, you have to now go work for Ryder.
Right. I see what you're saying.
And how would you feel about, you see what I'm saying? Now that, that it's the same industry, but then how do you reconcile, okay, well, let's just, everybody works for Ryder. That feels to me like closer to communism because now there's a set amount for how much a truck driver is going to get. You're not going to get more because you work for a Ryder. You don't have your own shit.
Right.
So you can't name your price.
Right.
You can't name your time. It's, you just, this is the amount now. And that kind of feels like everybody makes the same.
Yeah, I think it, I mean.
It doesn't help the market. It hurts the market because it doesn't allow you to go out and get a price that you think is fair because this is the price and that's just what it is.
So you, are you saying that the government should get involved when these companies want to keep outsourcing?
I think
government that, involvement.
I think that as a business owner, because remember the first question I asked was if it was your business.
Right.
I think as a business owner, we have to be more considerate of the ethical side of it and not just the fiduciary side of it.
I think that I
if
think
I was a business owner, I would. I already said it. I already said it a long time ago. Like if I was a business owner back 400 years ago, I'm having slaves. I would have been good to them niggas. But yeah, no. If you said this. Yeah, if there was an opportunity to have free labor, yes, I'm not gonna fucking not do this. You know what I mean? It's almost like fucking in Django when he's like, listen, I hate to take advantage of the situation, but you're gonna have to help me out, nigga, to do what I need
you
to do.
But you know what's funny? We say free labor, but I think we didn't we do this math already? How much a slave cost?
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
What it counts of today's money is like
They were expensive.
$20,000 or $30,000.
Because you still have to feed them. You still have to.
Well, no,
house
I'm talking about just the day of.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't nothing. There's nothing free about it. Right. I don't know. I guess it's because they're not getting any money.
Yeah. Right.
But as Mac has alluded to, he feels like he's gonna make him have a give him a nice house as opposed to
a log cabin. And not even that. But I'm not gonna treat you again. I'm gonna take advantage of the fact that you can't leave.
Yeah.
And that you have to work, get up in the morning and do my shit. Yeah. But I'm not gonna whip you, nigga. You know what I mean?
So what happens today? Like, I'm sick, boss. I can't go. Like, man,
you got one PTO day, nigga. You better be out.
I'm sicker than that, boss.
Nah, nigga.
I'm gonna need about 6 days, boss. Now you're gonna start whipping.
Keep fucking around.
You trying to fire me?
Nope.
You're not gonna fire me. Exactly. But how do you punish me if I don't work?
But there is a plantation right next door where that nigga don't got no problem fucking you up.
Yeah.
You could go live over there.
I'll take my chances, boss.
Okay.
I'm really sick, boss.
Okay. You see how them niggas get treated over there.
I'm really
and
sick.
And this is like I used to say about the fucking, the group home that I wanted to do. Like, again, like, and I'm not to say that group home kids are slaves or anything, but you make it fucking valuable. Like, if you want to be here, there's things that you got to do. Good grades, good all of this, right? Like, but you're going to get fucking luxury shit, right? Being here. You're not going to look like no group home kid. Same thing. You're not going
to
look
I don't know if I can ever hear you talk about group homes the same way now that I know you used to, like, scheme on the girls that worked at group, I mean, that lived in group homes because you thought it was easy pussy. So I don't know that. I don't know if I can listen to your group home analogies anymore with the same. Like, I don't think I can.
Especially when he's talking about he wants to open up.
Right.
But that was a like, young Jamie Mack. And that was a young Jamie Mack with young fucking chicks. Like, bro, it wasn't like I'm fucking.
The whole time you were talking, I was in my inside like, ugh.
It wasn't like I was. Disgusting. It wasn't like I was fucking, you know, looking for young bitches. These bitches are the same age as me.
Yeah, but young mentally. Arrested development.
I mean, you know, they actually were probably more mature, gone through all the shit that they.
That isn't a real statement.
Experience.
Those people are jaded. They're not experienced.
I don't know. Listen, just because they like the fuck, don't make them, don't demonize them.
What? What are we talking about?
Don't demonize them. Like, I didn't make them fuck me.
This is what I'm saying. You are so skewed. The fact that that's the attribute you're going to call out about them.
No, that's what you were just talking about. I was in there for, and that's what I talked about as a young Jamie Mack. That's what I was. I was shooting fish in a barrel.
So why did you want to start one?
To help people, to help kids.
Those same fish in the barrel?
No, nigga, that's different. Like,
as you fuck, I'm gonna get you out of here one day.
As a teenage Jamie Mack, fucking hormone driven nigga looking for pussy,
right?
Like, again, I'm not here to try to be fucking the hard, I'm not trying to take the hard route just for the sake of taking the hard route.
Right.
There's chicks over here that are fucking looking for niggas to fuck. Why not me?
Yeah.
And that's like, I mean, if they don't fuck me, they gonna fuck somebody. You think if I don't fuck them, they're not gonna fuck?
Simple. One times one equals two. You're right. It's simple.
Don't do that Terrence Howard shit. And you're like, I still don't understand how that doesn't make sense, but makes sense. But yeah,
he's a plant. I told you. Him and all these people, Cat Williams too, plants.
I don't know. Cat's a plant though.
Okay.
So you think what's his name's a plant too?
Plant.
Alex Jones?
Plant. Nah, they're fucking with him though. I'm not sure.
What about what's his name? Plant. No, come on, let me see him.
You think their new Tucker Carlson?
Mel Gibson.
Plant.
What?
Yeah, Mel Gibson got to be a plant.
Why?
Because they ain't killing him yet. You made that movie about the whole...
This nigga said that the Holocaust never happened, too.
And he made that movie about the sex trafficking shit. Exposing
Sound of Freedom. That Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
I still haven't watched it.
So
and he's still alive.
Hey, listen, I think, he says wild shit. I don't know if he's ever done a movie since that shit. Like,
Sound of Freedom.
He did Apocalypto after that. He did a lot of shit after that.
Yeah.
No. A movie where he was in it, like where he's acting.
You mean right? I don't think he's acted in a while.
You're right. That's what I'm saying. I think he's been blackballed.
No. He's been in movies. I watched one the other day. He's been in movies in the 2020s.
You're right. Fucking Daddy's Home too.
Not Daddy's Home, but yeah definitely.
He was
Mark Wahlberg's dad, right?
Yeah.
No, he was
Mark Wahlberg's dad. Yeah.
But he was in another movie. He was like a detective or something recently. I can't remember the name of it. But 2020s, he's been in movies. So he's still acting.
That's interesting because, again, I thought Hollywood would have shut him down.
Exactly.
But he's also...
a made nigga.
I'm beginning to think Billy Carson is too.
Really? Mm-hmm. I got to watch him.
All these niggas, man. They's all
But my thing is, he's been doing that, though. It's like, when did he get initiated?
What do you mean?
Because ever since I've known about Billy Carson, he's been doing what he's doing. So it's like, did he? The moment he started, they recruited him, or he started? Or he got to get started
because he's recruited.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
this takes time, bro. They don't think you're gonna just wake up in one day and do it. This, you know, we gotta start you walking. So make some videos. Get your name out there and stuff. And then in a couple of years, don't get into the knowledge base of everybody yet. I just want you to create a foundation for yourself. Right. Let's go real slow.
Is that the black dude that offends everybody?
Who?
Billy Carson.
Well, offends him in what way?
Like where he be talking about niggas and he
no.
Nah.
And he walks him down and he always has that fucking, he gets people to just get pissed. We've talked about this.
Oh, no, you're talking about that black dude, that comedian black dude.
I don't know if he's a comedian because he doesn't sound like he's doing, I mean, it's funny as shit to me.
What are we talking about? Give me an example of what happened.
Oh, like he'll bring up some shit about black people. And then, he'll get people. I mean, he just is like, he's pushing buttons, really. I forget the nigga's name.
Can you give me an example of anything he's saying?
No, not really. Because, I ain't got that shit that don't make me remember specific details. But I could look at his face and tell you. If you pull that old nigga up. So he's an older nigga.
I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about. I can
Dick Gregory?
Nah, he's bald. And he fucking has everybody pissed off because he'll say so... and he basically walks him down and shit and gets him to fucking be like...
What? Walks him down to what? My nigga, are not getting any of the details that matter.
Yeah,
nah. Like, yeah, man, he walks with two legs and sometimes he sleeps at night and, he breathes air. Come on, air. That's not ringing any bells. He breathes air. He got bald head. And he pisses people off.
Watch this.
Jesse Lee Peterson?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's exactly...
He's not bald headed, but okay.
Isn't he?
He got a little hair.
Okay.
And what about him? I forgot now because I was so...
I was saying, you think he's a plant? But that's what I thought you were talking about.
I mean, if any, that would be obvious. But, they say things like Candace Owens and him. But it's just hard that... It's hard to believe that every single black person is. But, man, I'm starting to believe a lot of these people are. Especially the ones that are successful and the ones that nobody's fucked with yet.
Yeah, because they don't...
She obviously is because she's speaking the language that they want to hear.
And, Candace Owens?
Yeah.
And she's rebranding to...
To what?
To... Supporting black.
I like Candace Owens.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you get to this nigga? What did I say that triggered Jesse Lee Peterson?
You said that.
I know, but I didn't know his name. You were able to...
I was just trying to think
All the wonderful clues I gave you.
They were terrible. I was just thinking of a black person who pisses off black people and black person who pisses off black people that you would know of, that we would both have something in common. And I couldn't think of one. Bald-headed threw me off.
Yeah, he's not bald-headed.
Hey, but do you love white people? That's what he said a lot of time. Yeah, I mean, they're okay. No, do you love white people? Like, I love everybody. No, no, but do you love white people? He's that guy.
He's fucking hilarious to me. He's fucking so good.
You got anger in your heart. You need to forgive your mother. Like, what?
I swear he's like the ultimate troll.
I had to forgive my mom. That's what
all he's doing is trolling hard, bro. Like, obviously, you don't want any of this, huh?
No, I'm good.
What is that?
The Woodford Reserve. He's such a racist.
I know. He only likes light and yellow.
Hey, team light skin. Thank you, COVID. Come on, nigga.
I want to listen though. He gave him dap.
Yeah, right.
You gonna sneak that dap.
Because you would still be dating dark-skinned chicks if it wasn't for COVID.
Well, I don't know. There are no dark-skinned chicks in China.
There were some.
You weren't dating them.
You were not fucking with Africans in China. Nah, no, you weren't. Nigga, you ain't never sent us no picture of no African.
Right. Every chick you that you said, right.
You ain't never talked about no sword on the face of an African. It was always a Chinese chick. Stop it.
Every chick you was fucking with was slanty.
So you dated a black person in China?
I fucked black girls when I was in China. Why would I not?
Because you have a self-hate issue?
No, I don't. I don't.
I don't remember him ever talking about a black chick.
Me neither. Not ever. One.
I fucked all creed and color.
Man, you was not laying down fucking... Nigga, you left here 16 body count. Nigga, you came back 18. Like, you didn't... You wasn't... So you went to fucking China to Soya Royals, nigga? Is that what happened?
I had fun in China, but just know I went from African, Ukraine, Chinese, expat.
Because
I was an expat. So I was going to expat areas. So I was able to meet people
from... What the fuck is an expat?
Is when you...
Expatriate. You're no longer an American.
Yeah. So you just meet other people that are from other countries that are around.
So,
and those people are just, they're not trying to become husband and wife because they're only here for a short time too.
So when you said Ukrainian, so that was one of them sex slaves that you saw?
No, she was a dancer.
Of course they are. Get up there and dance, bitch. Get up there and dance.
She was a student, but a dancer as well.
But dance.
She was a college student, but a dancer too. She made money dancing and then she was
dancing where? They don't have strip clubs like we do. Today.
It wasn't a strip club. She was like a ballet dancer, like a performing arts dancer.
Oh, hey now.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That had me thinking about something the other day.
That there are no black ballerinas?
None.
Except for the one French Reggie.
No, she...
had sex with.
No, that girl was... The dancer I'm talking about was Ukrainian.
Oh, she's white.
Yeah. Okay, so if you... I know that you guys... This is just hypothetical because you guys have... You know what I mean? If you had to pick... somebody from a specific sport, right? Like, and it had to be a sport. Mm-hmm. In to date,
I know mine.
What would it be?
Women's shot put. Them chunky bitches are strong and sexy.
Mine would either be softball, volleyball.
Yeah. They are chunky, bro.
Never, give me a name. Give me one. I don't know.
The famous
there's none.
Igora Blasfagin.
That's what I'm saying. When you start talking about they have hairy chest and women have hairy chest and beards too, I get it now. Like, yeah, I bet you she pushes the shot. But
what's your sport? What would be your sport?
Gymnastics.
Yeah. They'd be short though. They'd be They'd be like 4'8".
Their feet be messed up, bro.
Huh?
Their feet be messed up.
Man, don't make me go funny, Martin. You ain't fucking her feet.
I'd be wanting somebody where some shit pop off. You know what I'm saying?
They're ready.
I'm like 3-point stance. She gonna get out of 3-point stance. Go. Hut, 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 hut. I want that bitch to just take off on somebody. You know what I'm saying?
A gymnast could fake like she a ninja. She jump a couple backflips and shit.
That's not intimidating. That's not intimidating.
It would be like in real life.
Bro, when my bitch get
if
up from the
table. She hit the stands too at the end. Like,
when my bitch get up from the table, motherfuckers stop doing whatever they were, the infraction they were doing, they stopped that infraction, bro.
Fucking why can't I stop thinking about that bitch from Dodgeball? When she threw that shit in the bar and fucked that nigga up.
If there were more female sumo wrestlers, I would say that. But there aren't a lot of females.
No, you would not be. Stop. You ain't trying to be a female. Let me pull up one female sumo wrestler and see what she looked like.
Let's do it. Chunky little motherfucker. Cuddly.
How would that look?
I pinched them cheeks. Both sets. How would what? Me and a sumo wrestler?
I'm thinking of a female.
It would look good. We would be the shit. I bet you wouldn't talk shit.
Images.
I bet you wouldn't talk shit and run up.
Oh, no.
Let me see.
I bet you wouldn't run up.
Oh, hell no. She can never get on top.
Let me see her sexy ass.
She'll break your dick off.
Let me see the sexy one. Oh, shit, look how she's squatting, bro. Look at that squat game. Are you kidding me? Bro, look at that squat game,
look at
bro.
Her thighs,
she,
bro.
She's riding forever. You know, girl, I'm tired.
Wait a minute.
It's too much.
Is that all underneath? Is that diaper or fupa?
Diaper. Nigga, like, that's diaper.
Oh, what about this one?
I'm telling you.
Let me.
It's some good ones. That's what you're saying, right?
Well,
that what you're saying? Lord have mercy. She like she's from Detroit too.
Oh,
she don't even look like no Asian yeah. sumo bitch. She
ain't Asian. She darker than a motherfucker.
She from Motor City.
No, she's that's not a sumo wrestler. She just
bro. Imagine.
What are you talking
French,
about? She has a whole sumo French, fit on, bro. What are you
French,
talking about?
French. That lady right there, right? Imagine we're all sitting at JR Crickets having some wings.
Oh yeah, we straight.
Some fuck niggas come in with off that bullshit.
We good.
3-point stance. It's over with, nigga. Yeah. Bull rush.
All y'all niggas getting shot. Nigga,
you crazy? As fuck. Anybody shooting her?
I was, she's from UK
bro,
too.
Bro, I would not waste a bullet on her because it's not going to hurt her.
Nigga, did you see
she
that shit?
She got like extra
that,
layers, bro.
She's 4-500.
Did you see that shit that just happened at Atlanta's Best Wings?
No.
These niggas was fighting over a dollar, right?
I saw that at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, these niggas was fighting over a dollar. Nigga shoot one nigga, right?
Nigga on the ground.
But then, and then this nigga come back. He leave, but they come back to get his food. The nigga on the ground got a pistol too.
Yeah.
And so this nigga come back. To get his food, like on some real fuck shit. Like, oh, nigga, hold up. I paid for my shit. I'm going back and fuck with
you.
And fuck you too on the ground writhing in pain.
Yeah.
When he came back, that nigga was like, no, nigga, get back, nigga. Pow, pow, shot that nigga.
Did he kill him?
I don't know.
So why do you need food if you just, bro, life is means nothing to people.
This nigga, that's
life.
Yeah, after
nothing.
You shoot somebody, that wasn't his first body. That's how. That's why. Let's.
My nigga, it can't.
It had to have been because he would have known not to go back in there.
Yeah, nigga, like don't. What are you doing?
He probably thought he killed. Oh yeah.
No,
he was right.
That's even worse. If you kill somebody, you do not go get your food, bro.
Right, you gonna do the AI step over this nigga? Like just like, sorry, let me get my wings.
But my
thing
is, a dollar's that important to you?
I don't believe it.
You
want to
start
shooting? I guarantee it wasn't a dollar. They just that makes the headline. There was something else.
Listen, the fact that you shot a nigga, left, and came back to get your food.
I'm going
to
send my girl in or something.
You deserve to get shot.
No, I don't know about that.
I do.
No, I don't know about
that. It's called karma.
But I bet you I know who wouldn't have got shot. Me and my sumo chick.
She would have swallowed that bullet.
Man, she would not. She like, man, put that little silly thing away.
What made me think about this was that new nigga pitcher for Pittsburgh, Skeens. So he's a rookie, and he's... Take
it
over.
Nigga watching baseball.
He's always watched baseball.
Yeah.
He's a Dodgers fan.
I mean, I'm sorry.
He has a, what's that white dude's name, Kershaw? He's got a Kershaw jersey.
Fuck yeah. And a Jackie Robinson, but
I know, stop it, nigga. We don't believe you like black people. Stop it. He just picked any, it was like a clearance rack at the throwback store. Like, oh shit, Jackie Robinson is only $27. The rest of
I got a Rasheed Wallace. I got a Rasheed Wallace jersey. I got a Kobe jersey. No, that was on a discount rack.
What team?
North Carolina.
You got a North Carolina Rasheed Wallace jersey?
I sure
do. Who cares?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Who cares?
That's old school.
Yeah,
nigga.
But nobody cares though.
That's Vince Carter type, nigga.
Nobody cares about that shit.
That was when the niggas was dope.
Oh, Rasheed wasn't dope in the league?
He got real crazy once he got it from underneath the white dude.
He was still dope.
Once he left,
Portland?
Nah, who was the black, the white coach for?
Dean Smith.
Larry Brown?
Dean Smith.
Dean Smith.
Oh. Yeah. Once he got from underneath Dean Smith's fucking tutelage, he just lost
his mind. Like that little thing on his head started growing.
It did. I'm telling you, that was the crazy zone. Like that nigga just could, he was worse than Draymond.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
really,
not
like,
worse, but yeah.
Well, he couldn't be controlled.
He was just beefing too, him and Draymond.
He lost his mind.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He fucking tried to catch fucking KG at the fucking on the loading dock. Like, come on, my nigga. Like, come on, right? Like, niggas is trying to get on the bus. He was out there waiting.
Who was the one who made that Cheerios comment about was that KG? KG made that about Carmelo?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought they were gonna fight.
They was trying to.
I thought they were gonna
Carmelo
fight.
Met him at the same thing at the bus.
I know KG's skinny, but KG, I feel like he just talked to
KG's not skinny, bro. I've seen KG in person at a game. No, his trunk, like the lower half, is not skinny, bro. His upper body may look skinny.
Right.
If you see him in person in the game, he's not a little center.
Right.
He's not a little powerful, whatever he was playing at the time.
Right.
From the waist down, he is solid. Like, it looks like you wouldn't be able to, French couldn't back him down. No, French always smart backing somebody down. French couldn't back that dude down. He's not. He wasn't little. That was just upper body only, the way it looked, I guess.
Right. No, I mean, plus he's 7-something, so I guess he's stretched out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Stretched out.
Stretched out is a pause.
Yeah, so no. I don't know how we got to the shot put girl.
Well, okay, that's what I was saying. No, this dude, this nigga Skeens, right? He's fucking taking over the league, right? He's a rookie, and he throws average 100 miles an hour, and he's got some fucking pitches that no one's ever heard of, and nobody can hit him. But his girl is a fucking from, they, you know, college sweethearts and shit. She's a fucking world-class gymnast and also on, you know, Sports Illustrated swimsuit shit. And I was like, oh, she's caked. And again, I was thinking.
She's what? Caked.
She's caked. And it just got me to thinking. I was like, all of them. Have you ever seen a flat booty fucking gymnast? No.
Yeah. Even if it's not fat, they got the shape.
Yeah. I mean, they come round. Like, that trunk is always there.
Not chunkier than a shot put chick. Come on, man. Get out of here. You're not speaking real to me right now.
Talking about, be honest, I just sent you a video. Can you play it?
You don't want to give us any kind of headway? Or
Nah, I think the video says itself, but it's on the line of, it's not on the line of what we were talking about, but it's about fucking.
Oh.
It's about sex.
Okay, let's check it out.
Well, kink, I should say. Not
last year, I made 50K just farting.
50K off of farting?
Bruh, I still have that in my savings account.
Boy, I will empty that in show in my fridge right now.
What? It changed my view of men, like, especially ass men. I'm like, no, y'all like more than booty. It come to find out, like, there are levels. They want what comes out of it, too.
Do you feel that most of your audience, do they like a certain type of fart that comes out of you?
Like bubbly BBW type farts. Like the Chewbacca sound. Like one guy, he asked me in a video call, he's like, can you put jeans on? And I'm like, jeans? Like, yeah, tight jeans. He wanted the cheeks to stick together so they had to fight through. Right.
All
right.
So is this content? Like, you're literally sending them farts?
I got clip stores.
Not the fart.
I got a fart OnlyFans.
Oh, this is tough.
Wow. But that's how the morning is. The morning is different. Like, I guess because I've been holding them all. I guess because I've been holding them all night.
We got to bring back kink shaming, bro. There's no reason why you should be horny off farts.
Why?
Come on, man.
What do you get horny from?
Pussy.
No.
Titties.
Come on. No.
Ass.
That's
lips.
Not what I'm talking about. You know it's not. Everybody gets horny off that. What is a thing that is not necessarily just so vague, like a specific thing? That you like. Obviously light skin.
I like when she's a little rough.
What?
With you?
What are we talking about?
Sometimes she's dominant. Sometimes I'm dominant. Either way.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Switch roles. Mac, can you take over? I'm shutting down. I don't know where to go with this.
I just wanted to keep talking.
You asked a question.
I just wanted to keep
outside
talking.
Outside of pussy ass.
So you like it when your girl's rough with you?
Sometimes, yeah.
We already know that. Remember the fucking ruler?
Yeah, but that was as a teenager. This is grown people stuff.
Yeah.
So the stakes have been raised, Mac. There's no rulers no
so
more.
So what kind of roughness do you like?
A yardstick.
Like what do you get?
I want her to choke me too and slap me too while we doing it and talk dirty and
put it all the way in.
not to the extreme, but not too rough.
But you don't mind her grabbing you up and like
yeah, I don't mind that. I don't mind her scratching me or things like that.
Hickeys? You like hickeys and stuff too?
I don't really get them, but yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah, you can't really get them.
Yeah.
You got a bruise.
No, you wouldn't even notice. Like, what do you mean a bruise?
Biting.
I don't mind a little biting. Why your neck wet?
Right.
Yeah, biting, those things, I don't mind that.
So you like it when your girl's rough with you.
Vice versa.
Yeah, but and you're saying that's no big deal, so you shouldn't be shamed for it, right? That's just what you're into.
So
if a person
farting?
If a person's willing to pay for you to fart for them?
Like the smell of farting, your body should have a natural reaction to remove yourself.
I feel like she's faking it though.
Faking the farts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all those fart things.
That fart was crazy.
That sounds stupid.
And then her, I guess, hypothesis or her.
Have you ever seen one?
What?
A fart video? I've seen one. Have you ever seen one, French?
Nah, not a fart video.
I don't believe it's real.
And my thing is, like, she's saying, oh, well, dude's only just in for the ass. Now, you can't put ass man in the same as shit man.
Right, like, that's not the same. Those are different people.
Right, just because a nigga likes what comes out of your ass doesn't make them an ass man. Like, you know what I mean? That's not the...
They're more like a colon man.
Right. Like,
I'm a colon man.
I sent you another clip from that same interview. That one, that clip, the second clip is even worse.
Okay, hold on, let's see.
I'm gonna need a shot for this.
What's something that you did that was like, oh shit?
I think shitting on people takes the cake.
You've done that?
Yes. I did. The last time I did it was like last week. Maybe 2 weeks. Yeah. Mm. Probably once a month at minimum.
Was this last encounter, was it on their chest? Was it on their dick?
In the mouth.
No.
Yes. Some guys like to like taste it and they spit it out on the side. They like dead ass, like they like move it around in their mouths and then spit it out. But yeah, I have a toilet chair. I just sit it right on top of them and I just, you know, rub it my knees and I'm like, I'm ready to go. It has to be early in the morning though, between 7 and 8 a.m. because, you know, the morning go is crazy.
Oh, morning. Steaming.
Yeah.
It's steaming.
Come out steaming.
So he's under the toilet seat, open. Mouth open.
Yeah. One time I shot somebody's face. He didn't eat it. It was on his face piling up. Like Mr. Softy. And when I turned around, I was like, yo, you look crazy.
There's no way a boner should come from this. I'm sorry. There's no way you got shit in your face and then your dick is like, I'm excited. Blood, come through. There's no way, bro. There's no way. I want to know, how do you even find out? That's your thing. How do you even find out as a dude, like, you know what's going to really make me bust a nut?
Well, how did you find this clip? Same way.
X.com.
Same way, though. Just like you found the clip. That's how they found out they liked it.
I don't
have a problem with somebody liking shit. If that's what you like, that's what you like.
I remember I knew somebody or a chick, and she said her boyfriend liked, you know, to get pissed on. And so I think it's just a natural graduation, right? Like, you just go from pee to...
See, I don't know. I don't know if that's true, right?
I don't know.
Have you ever smelled somebody's pee before?
It can't be worse than shit.
Follow me. Have you ever smelled somebody's pee before?
Yeah.
I mean, unpleasant, right?
Yeah.
It's a turnoff, right?
Yeah.
Now, multiply that. It's not a graduation, my nigga. It's totally different.
Yeah. It depends.
No, nigga.
No.
I've never smelled some good smelling shit.
No, I'm just talking about the pee. It's not always unpleasant. Because, again, if it's in the form of a squirt...
Well, come on, nigga. We're talking about
pissing. You splitting hairs, man.
No, I'm talking
about you going to the bathroom after somebody. You're like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, that nigga needs some water.
That's strong.
Dehydrated.
This is strong. Like my sumo chick.
But we already associated or looked up in research, and it's 75% most squirts.
It's pee.
So again, like in that instance, I might be for pee, right? Like, okay, in that form.
Yeah, but that's totally different than a squirting a spring enema.
Yeah, that again.
A spring enema.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying? Like
she said, like Mr. Frosty.
Yeah,
like come on, my nigga. Like
I don't. But do you believe her? I don't know.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. So what about all those people that say those girls go over to Dubai and
do you believe that?
Do you believe? But I mean, you're saying like they do it, like you know. You don't know. You never.
Well, he already said that they wear masks.
When I was at Georgia State, there was a girl that I went. She told me she did it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she was lying.
Where'd she go? To Dubai to do what? To just shit on niggas?
For how much?
$50,000?
Mm-hmm. I'm not paying nobody $50,000 to take a shit.
Did you see? Was she coming back spinning? Did she look like she had $50,000 afterwards?
Well, she was already like she was a dancer, so she was already living life.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that. I think that's just a silly rumor. I can't imagine somebody paying.
She probably went over there, got hoed out, like rest of the motherfuckers that go up in Vegas or L.A. or fucking Figueroa.
And she just had to say something cute.
Right.
She's like, yeah, then these niggas want me to shit.
Right, you came back with 10 grand, so pussy.
That nigga showed you his pet cheetah. And,
right. Took you around in a Lambo and shit.
And gave you $5,000.
But that gotta be a thing, because that's a real thing. There's people that are into shitting.
Says who?
The kink world.
What?
The kink world.
Where do I
say that word one more time? Kink. Because like we listened to this new Lupe Fiasco called Cake, and I swear that's what you said.
It's supposed to be that one, not this move. Kink,
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 cake.
You going to prison, bro?
You gonna be locked up with the Mexican little kids, all the niggas. Like you gonna be.
I don't know. I think I know when the LGBTQ movement took its height, and it was like they were the one that really said, "Do not shame kinking."
come on.
So what's the way? How do you say it?
Kink.
Kink.
Yeah.
With an I, not an A.
They're the ones that really was saying, you know, you can't shame people depending on whatever they like. But certain shit, I'm shaming, bro. I'm shaming that. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to shame nobody.
If
your girl was in your bed and decided to just show off her new talent, that's different than me saying somebody who does something in their own house.
I disagree with
you. Okay, talk me through it.
So there are kinks that we do not, we as a fucking whole organization shame.
Black people, you mean?
No, as a fucking society, the world.
Go ahead, tell me.
Young,
that's illegal. Stop. Let's talk about legality.
But
come on, man. Let's talk within the realms of legality. Let's not just say snuff films are illegal and that's kinky too. Those don't count. Let's talk about things that are legal.
Okay, so
shitting
you can
on somebody
only,
is legal.
Okay, right. So you can. Okay, unless so no shaming legal kinks.
Right.
Okay.
If it's illegal, that's worse than shame. It shouldn't happen.
But I think there's people out there like, this nigga, you guys can have free carte blanche. My kink ain't that. Like, I don't, okay, I'm not even going to go down that road. But
you like pain?
No, but again, so I'm okay with some nipple clamping and some hot waxing and all of
that's
that shit.
Out of the world to me. Like, that's what?
Yeah, no.
I don't shame you for being a perverted weirdo.
No.
I just let you do your weird shit. And I don't shame French for getting his ass whooped by his girl.
No,
calling it quote unquote sex.
Like I would have Madonna could have changed me. Like she was into alcohol, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I'm
like,
saying like French girl come home and beat the fuck out of me. Like, right. Oh my God, I came. Like, no, nigga, you got your ass whooped. That's blood.
You gave me an eye. I would say black eye, but it just looks the same. It's just an eye.
That'd be like purple.
Damn. So, yeah, I'm not going to shame you for that, though. And, I mean, as long as it's not like you come spend the night, like you come to my house for the weekend, and while you're here in the guest room, you and your girl just shit on each other in my bed, that's not the same thing as you being at your house and doing whatever the hell you want to do.
See? And I can't help but fucking think of a movie 43, where fucking it was Anna Faris and fucking... what's her real life husband's name?
Is the name of the movie 43?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Well, you gotta watch it. But there's two versions. And the fucked up version.
French, have you ever heard of movie 43?
No.
Okay. I thought it was just me.
But I guarantee our listeners have.
I guarantee they haven't.
I guarantee they have.
66% of the people in this room have never heard of this movie.
It doesn't matter. You guys are not fucking movie fucking files. Like you
I
know?
Am. I watch movies all the time.
But you're not a movie file.
I am.
Halle Berry's in this movie.
There's fucking everybody's in this movie.
Terrence Howard.
There's everybody in this fucking movie.
Let me look at the cover. Maybe I've seen it and don't even realize it.
The one that's the fucking best one is the Dennis Quaid one where he's fucking trying to sell this movie to the studio, and he just keeps going through all these different scenes of different.
You can't even watch the shit. It said you have to buy it on Apple TV, or if you can play it on Plex.
There was a shit Plex scene, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
With Anna Faris and what's the
outside in the yard? I remember.
Well, no, that's So what's Anna Faris? So JB Smoove was in it, right? So what's the nigga from the Jurassic Park shit? Chris Pratt, right? So that's her husband, and she's like, listen, I want to fucking. Dude, it's shit on me, right? And he's like, what? And then JB Smoove is like, listen, you gotta do some real colorful shit, bro. Like, they're at a barbecue, and he's telling him, he's like, listen, you gotta fucking Mexican this up. Like, you gotta get some colors in there. You gotta do all this other shit, right?
JB Smoove?
Yeah. Get all these colors in there. You gotta do all this shit, right? So he eats all these fucking burritos and all this shit, and he's just ready, to shit on her. She's like, no, it's not like that. You know, this is romantic, but he took laxative and shit, and he can't hold it. He's like, listen, I'm ready. Like, are you with me? And then she keeps wanting to talk, and he's like, let me shit on you. And she's like, offended. Like, no, nigga. Like, you want to just shit on me? Like, it wasn't that. I wanted you to do some romantic shit. And then he fucking runs out chasing her, and he gets hit by a car, and shit just goes all over the fucking car. But it's hilarious.
Oh, that was the end? Oh,
well, just the end of that scene. So every scene.
They blew it.
Every scene.
It says interconnected stories.
Yeah.
Short.
Well, they're all short films. Like, they're different. Everything is different. So,
that hit him is the next story?
Nope. That's it. That's part of the end of it. But
sounds
she was
stupid.
Like, no, she's like, you did all of this for me. Then she's like, she understands, like, this is romantic. Like,
was it colorful?
It was just brown.
Oh, damn.
It was just brown everywhere.
So, we stopped to talk about that because.
Because, you know, that was reminding me of that shit scene.
Yeah.
Like, again.
So, my point was, I'm not going to shame them. Or if that's what they do, as long as they don't bring that shit to my guest room.
So what
like you can be as kinky as you want to be at your house.
What about if we just do an anal at your house in the guest room, and a little shit gets come out? You know what I mean? It's not like we were doing shit things.
That's just backed up shit that you didn't.
But I'm just saying we weren't doing. Listen, I was
going to I felt like Russell Westbrook, like, what? That little what meme? That's what I felt like just then. When he said that.
I'm saying, if you're doing a little anal and then some shit came out, that's understandable.
Mac, what?
See, as a, I'm going to go ahead and defer, because as a motherfucker that has never done anal, I can't really speak on this. So
we don't believe that, by the way. Nobody believes that. Anal?
You grew up in the 80s and the 90s. What are you talking about?
What is that? That
right. Was that when it was popping?
That's when it was.
I feel like the girls of that time were much more down.
No way.
The French girls?
The girls of the 80s and the 90s were much more what?
They down pretty, for anal.
Nah.
Nigga.
Nah, I don't know where you're coming from.
I just felt like they were more free.
Free?
Then the bitches that are doing wild shit now?
Oh, no, sexy, girls, sexy now. Red told you the colors of her undercarriage. Yeah.
Are you serious?
No, the girls now.
So what do you say, make it make sense then.
Yeah. So what are you talking about? Back in the day or now? What are we talking about?
Well, who raised the girls of today? The ones from the 80s and the 90s. So,
I guess you can make this fit eventually. If you just keep twisting everything around, eventually Rubik's Cube will be all the same color.
Right.
This nigga just trying anything now. So who raised the people from the 80s and 90s to make them that way?
Right.
The boomers.
Right, the 60s and 70s.
Who raised the boomers?
And I guarantee the 60s and the 70s was fucking wilder than the 80s and the 90s.
Okay, those, yeah, it makes sense. Because
that was free love.
Woodstock, right. All that. Yeah, yeah.
That's why Mac is pissed, because he missed all
I
that.
I did. I swear I used to think when I was younger, and I was like, I miss my fucking era.
Had you been there, you'd have been shitting on bitches, 60s and 70s.
Maybe.
Eating it too. You'd have been letting that shit on you.
I don't know about
eating
it.
I think so.
Because again, I think so.
You like pain.
No, but again, that's not pain.
You like getting salmonella.
I don't like fucking the texture, like certain. I can't,
but you love chicken ribs or chicken livers?
That was just because I had to win, nigga. There was a fucking party.
What if there is a win that you got to eat this shit Anna Faris?
I can't eat oatmeal without motherfucking granola.
Okay, let's just say this.
I don't like Jell-O.
Okay, I get it. Let's say that there
bananas.
Let's just say that there was a competition, right? The three of us are in it, right? In order to win the competition, you have to get shit on by somebody. Who's the person?
If you had to shit on somebody?
No, you have to get shit on.
Oh.
Who's the person you're letting shit on you for the money, for all the marbles?
Who's the person or who's gonna win out of us?
No, who is the person? The objective is that everybody has to win, so you don't have a way to say, oh, I'm not going to play. You have to play. The objective is to win. You're very competitive, so you can't not play.
Right.
You have to get shit on by somebody. Who is the person you're going to allow to be your partner for this competition? Because you have to eat all of it, so...
No, you gotta eat it too. Come on, my nigga. Well, I can't just wipe it off.
Yeah,
man.
No, you gotta eat it. What's the competition?
I lost.
What's the competition?
I'm not eating shit.
Because, no, here's the thing, right?
I'm not eating shit.
If the competition is just to get shit on, the girl might not... She might be trigger shy or something. That sucks.
No, but it's gotta come out to eat it.
What's the competition in?
Just get shit on.
Okay, so the competition just to get shit on.
Yeah.
Who is the person you're picking? It can't be your wife or girlfriend. Sorry.
No. I'm gonna go with Rose from
Rose from anybody. Yo, Rose from anything is hilarious to me, because I can't think of one Rose
from Golden Girls.
Really?
Yeah. Rose. Which one was Rose?
The slut.
Oh, but why? I thought it was Blanche or something.
Was Blanche. So Rose was that Rose the grandma?
Rose was Betty White, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you know what? I almost said Betty White at first.
Really? Or maybe Rose was B. Arthur. I don't know.
Why Betty White?
Why any of these old motherfuckers?
Yeah, why you?
Why not? Because again, I think old people poop.
See,
old people poop is going to be better than young people.
I feel like old people poop will be worse.
It'd be full of
why?
Metamucil.
Nah, again, I think it's going to be a more cleaner poop.
This nigga just said anybody. Friends, who you got?
No, actually what it is, I seen like the pictures of all the Golden Girls when they were young. All them bitches is bad. Every single one of them. I swear to God. Like, look it up. So, every single Golden Girl in her prime was a baddie.
So this is a nostalgia shit?
Was a baddie. Even what was the old lady's name you said?
B. Arthur.
B. Arthur was, she was, she might be the baddest.
I don't know how the hell we got here. We were already really far off the path talking about a competition to get shit on. But we're way off now. Friends, who you got?
You already talked about J-Mac drinking. So, like, I'm about to take another shot just to get this motherfucker popping.
This is terrible. What are you talking about, my nigga? Go ahead.
No.
Friends, who you got?
Our listeners are going to be like, okay, let me look at these bitches when they were fucking in their prime.
Yeah, but you're not talking about them. You're talking about the old one.
Yeah, no, I wanted look at that ass matured. You know what I mean? As it got older, like, you know what I mean? Like, I would have loved to have them when they were in their prime shitting on
me. Oh, you love that kind of shit.
Well, again, if I could get them, you know, a B. Arthur as a fucking old decrepit lady or B. Arthur in her prime, yeah, I would want her in her prime shitting on me. Like, okay. If I had a choice.
Got you. What you got, friends? My goodness.
I'm thinking either Megan Good or Rihanna's still up there, so... Either Megan Good or Rihanna.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not letting nobody show me. Y'all speak. I wish y'all had went for the mouth thing.
You're eating it thing. You like competition my ass.
Right.
CMB my ass.
Like, I lose, nigga.
we are not competing.
I don't even like feet, bro. I don't even like feet. Feet are terrible to me. I couldn't imagine somebody's ass spreading out and seeing a piece of shit come out of it and hit me.
So you're not an ass eater?
Not by nature.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means it had to be like a wild night. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like you just slip, you just drop down a little too far. Like, yeah. Like, hey, we here.
It's not intentional from the get go. It might be afterward, you know, after it starts. But it's not. It's never like, yo. It's not like, you know what I'm gonna do today.
I'm already here. Like, it's like, ain't no going back. Like, it already did happen.
You got to dig in. At that point, you got to dig in. But it's never.
That's how the groceries get started, bro.
Right.
I never understood. You're an ass eater, right?
Third time.
I'm not like every time. It's just every third time. It's just like Beyonce said, like, it got to be a crazy night.
This nigga said I'm not every time. But, you know.
And then I'm not all the way in. It's just like a little lick around the rim. You know? A little high to the rim.
So you're a faux ass eater?
No, he's full of shit right
pho?
Now.
Is that what they
pho?
Pho. Pho? You eat the pho ass? You gotta lick that motherfucker, right? So are you okay with your ass getting eaten?
Nah. Because you got to be in a weird position as a man.
What position do you have to be in?
Your legs got to get up or she's going to have to... How are you going to get your ass eaten? The way you said, do you? Like, you know a position where you look manly in.
this dance that we put each other in all the time is hilarious. Because we used to do it to Smooth all the time.
Right.
But he's no longer here.
Right.
But the dance that we put each other in, that we have to navigate and say it the right way, the right words, the exact right way without it sounding gay, is hilarious to me. I think it's so funny. And I don't know why people don't get that when they listen to the show. Like, the
they
people
do.
Who used to criticize back then, y'all talk about some gay shit. That's because the dance that niggas do when they get accused of some gay shit is hilarious. It's probably the most funny comedy that it happens is. To men in the world.
Right.
Because the dance is incredible, especially when it's somebody like Smooth who can't say, he's saying yes, but everything the words he's using are all no.
Right.
But the way he's saying it is. Oh, yes.
And it wasn't until Rose came on the show and addressed that nigga in real time.
The real Rose.
The real Rose.
Rose Petal.
Rose Petal came
Rose
on
Petal,
the
show. Rose Petal, yeah.
And addressed that nigga in real time.
I got to listen back to that show.
And was like, listen, I had you tooted and booted.
You was scared in the corner.
Right.
Remember she told him? She said he was over there hiding in the corner.
I had you tooted and booted. I was like, wait a minute. You've been professing this whole time that you don't do that.
Dancing. Doing a merengue.
The shit that niggas hide. Like, again, just be you.
No, that's funny. But no, it's hilarious watching that dance. But yeah, y'all have it, man. You win.
I lose this competition. Just for germs, man. Like, yeah. Again. Like,
that's why I like feet. Do you touch feet?
What do you mean touch them?
I don't even touch people's feet, bro.
I'm not a feet guy, too.
You never given a massage?
I haven't. I've hated every second of it.
Okay, I hate it.
So you lick toes, Jamie Mac?
I didn't. A massage, nigga. I said massage. See how we do? See how we go from massaging to licking toes? No, I've never licked toes.
That's the graduation, right?
No, it isn't.
You always smart graduation.
No, I mean, you can give a massage. You get,
like, that's a good massage. It could be better, though. Yo, you be licking toes, nigga. Ugh. You be licking, what is the palm of a foot called?
The pad.
You be licking the... No, that's not the pad.
Yeah.
You be licking the pad?
No, I don't lick the pad. You don't put the face down there.
You don't put your heel all the way in your mouth?
Have you got a foot job before?
A foot job? No. Why would I want a foot job?
That's a absolute no for me.
Me too.
I'm disgusting.
No, I don't think that's absolutely no for you, French Reggie, the way you said it.
No,
nah, me too.
Yeah. And nah. The thing about it is, like,
I don't feel like it would be a good jack off.
I'm not a big, you rub your titties around that bitch. You know what I mean? Like, again, like,
I don't like a little titty fuck.
I get that, it.
That's not the same as feet, bro. Feet are disgusting. No, they're in shoes all day.
No, I'm just saying, like, again, the feel. Like, I mean, you could do that, but who's bro. Winning here? Who's getting some? Are you getting something out of this? Because I'd rather stick me in you.
Bro, this is just crazy. The whole idea is nuts to me. Like, just the feet touching. Oh, my God. Yeah. Just get away.
Have you heard of motherfuckers using their hair?
Hair.
Yeah, I've seen that.
To jack off?
No.
Like, bro, they don't. They use it only the hair? Because I know some girls, when they're giving you head, they use their hair sometimes to wrap it around. But it's still kind of giving you head.
I told you this nigga's a freak. This I ain't not weird, nothing about that. I just
you guys on another level, bro. I'm not ready.
Like, you just they just you know, wrap the hair and kind of like use that to jack you off. You know,
I'm not ready, bro. This is way too advanced for me.
Yeah,
I'm still on level one. I even got to the level
stop
one boss.
Stop it! You are not on level one. I am.
This nigga got like a whole different tool, like different type of beds and shit.
Nigga, this nigga got a massage bed for non-massage.
Massage table is crazy, bro. Everyone listens
for
non-massage.
Well, this nigga, but again. Ain't not near massage been given.
It's not true. Massages have been given.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, massages have been given. But y'all, you're missing out. I'm just going to say it like that.
Nigga, you the one that told me to watch where I was eating on the kitchen table too, though.
No comment.
Oh, shit.
No comment.
you gotta clean up after that.
I mean, I'm sure he cleaned up, but how much cleaning can you do, right? Like, there still may be like some residue. Like, you still may get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but at least I didn't bring a guest with DNA spaghetti.
No, you did not. And she definitely was trying to fuck us up with that.
Yeah. And French was all with it. Did you eat any of that spaghetti, French?
No, because I had already ate.
She left it, though, right? Didn't you take the pot home?
No, she left it here, yeah.
She didn't leave it to me.
No, she didn't leave it here. She brought it back home.
Oh, you tried
to
get
it. She tried to leave it, I think, something.
Right. Yeah,
she
yeah.
She was. That's a fucking red flag like in a motherfucker. Like,
who brings spaghetti the first time they meet somebody? First of all, who cooks and I don't know, bro. That's
well, again, and that was right around the time that motherfucker that I was working with up at Athens told me that nigga had roots put on him, and he was like, "Listen,
had what
roots?
Roots? What's that?
You don't know what roots are from Haiti?
I probably just don't know it by that term.
So it's like a curse.
Hoodoo.
It's some hoodoo shit that a woman
is it
puts
when
in,
they take the man's clothes and they bury it in the yard?
Maybe
so the men can always
probably. Well, so that was I think the remedy because I think when his mom told him, you know, she took all his clothes and burnt it and did some shit or whatever. But no, it's when they mix their period blood
With the spaghetti
or just anything red velvet sauce, cake, anything that it can be easily blended in. And you might not know that it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so spaghetti definitely would fall in that category. And that's how she showed up with tarot cards and spaghetti. Fuck no.
Yeah. You can't come with some alternate science type shit and then also a pot of spaghetti.
And talk about you looking for a man. Nah, nigga, you're not, bro, not here.
It's just
not here.
Didn't Smooth try to smash though?
He got the number and tried to contact afterwards.
Did I tell y'all that Smooth and I were on a business call and one of the so there was a person who I was mentoring.
Okay.
I happened to bring Smooth in on this call that she had because she was having some trouble with one of the client partners we were working with. And so this chick decided.
Is it a Zoom where she could see this nigga?
It's a Zoom, kind of, but we weren't on camera at the time. So I brought Smooth in because it was some stuff that was just crazy. I just wanted to hear it. She starts talking about that she does readings. And I'll do a reading for y'all. I was like, nope, not me. And Fritz Smooth like, I want to do it. I want to do it. So she starts reading like everything to this dude. And what's so crazy is it was mostly true. And she don't know him. But it was about womanizing. It was about being, there was some part where she was talking about.
You can get that from his voice.
No, but she was talking about.
The way he talked to women.
But she was talking about not necessarily molesting, but something where he had in his younger days, something that altered his ability to be sexual or to be like confident. I don't know.
Boy Scouts.
Yeah, exactly. That's where my brain went, bro.
The Boy Scouts.
And he brought it up.
Boy.
I think he really did. I think we were joking about that, and that's why he kind of got.
Oh no, there was definitely some awkward moments when we brought that shit up, and he was like, and it seemed like yeah, it was definitely some odd Boy Scout conversations that you're like, are we laughing still or right. Like is this still funny, right? It's so funny.
No, but y'all are definitely the advanced mode. I'm still in.
So do you believe in that shit then?
In what?
The readings.
No.
Come on, how does she do this then, B? Explain it. Make it make sense. How can she be mostly right and there be nothing to it?
Because people who do that kind of thing, they speak in it's almost like they have a template for things that most people will relate to. And they just, all they do is they give you a little bit of a hint, and then you fill the rest of it out for yourself.
The chick that he brought was full of shit. She was like,
"Oh
she,
wow, that's how we doing it on our guest. We just gonna call our guest."
Wasn't she on right on a lot of smooth shit? Because only smooth got the reading.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I refuse.
None of us did the reading except for smooth. And she was.
So why do you think she was full of shit, man?
Yeah, she got a lot of it right.
I thought, in my experience, I thought that she didn't get too much. I don't know. Maybe she did.
Your experience.
Well, I remember.
Well, I mean, I don't think that any of them are real. So I think it's all full of shit. But you specifically said that, no, she's full of shit. Well, because you believe in the New England Medium or the Long Beach Medium or whatever.
Long Island Lolita. And the Hollywood nigga, too.
Yeah, you believe
the
in
nigga
that
dude's that drawing and shit?
You believe that?
Yeah, that nigga, he's different.
Sure.
That little skinny white boy?
Sure.
Okay, I bet you won't let him come tell you some shit.
I won't let him come tell me. I would.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm gonna reach out to this nigga.
Would I let him in my house? No, I don't know this nigga.
See, again, that's the thing, right?
You keep wanting to bring these strangers into my house and do weird shit.
You think it's strangers?
Can we meet at his house?
Nigga, we've had hella strangers in this house, nigga. For guests. One
of us
niggas
knew
you
them,
never
though.
Know.
But one of us knew
she
them.
Was
right.
Fucking.
We never brought somebody in who was just advertising. Hey, you guys want a reading done for free, bruh?
He's white though. You can't. How?
What does that have to do with anything? You racist?
You can trust them.
I am not going to let anybody do a seance in my house. I'm not going to let anybody turn a man into a goat in my house. I'm not going to let anybody do a voodoo ritual in my house. I'm not going to let a soothsayer come in and read the future. I'm not in my house.
Okay.
What about just us?
Can we play Ouija board?
Sure.
Okay. Let's do that next week.
Okay. You bringing it?
Yeah.
You're going to buy it.
I'll go.
And you're going to bring it.
No.
I knew you were a pussy.
Yeah, because I'm admitting, I'm not fucking with that shit, nigga. Like,
don't test me on that.
Look, I'm already with it.
I thought you were competitive. I bet you won't.
Nope. Oh.
got you, nigga. I bet you won't.
Now you thinking about it.
I bet you won't get a Ouija board and bring it and let's do it. You suck.
I will bring a Ouija board next week.
Whatever, pussy.
I bet I bring a Ouija board.
Whatever, pussy.
You going to do it?
French got to do it too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're all for to get possessed.
Yeah, it's gonna take this show to the next level.
We gonna do it on the air?
What are you talking
about?
Show. How are we not?
That's
what
the show. Oh, the show is the Ouija board.
I didn't know y'all wanted to do it on the air.
Oh yeah, I'm not. Because
then when you play back and listen to it, there's gonna be another voice.
There has to be documentation.
No, there's
shit.
Gonna be another voice on the podcast. Might have to play it back.
I might have to be recorded.
There
too.
Has to be documentation of this shit, right? Like in case I don't ever come back. They like, this is the last time this nigga was like Jamie Mack.
Like Blair Witch Project?
Yeah, like, no, that was, honestly, before I found out.
Before
that
I found out too.
Yeah, that shit was like,
I was shook.
Before you found out what?
Shook. It was fake.
Oh, really?
Because you were too young, probably. This was in, what, 97? How old were you in 97? Like 10? Oh, you were 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Blair Witch, this is how they brought this shit out. They came out with a documentary that they put on, not National Geographic, on, not PBS. What was it? help me out, man.
I'm trying to think of it. I haven't had a lot of shots. So.
C-SPAN?
No, like no. National Geographic or something like that.
Discovery?
Yeah, I think it
might have been Discovery.
Right.
They came out with a fucking documentary
right.
about the Blair Witch in history.
Right.
But it was fake. But they never said it was fake. Oh. They played it as if it was a real documentary.
Of what happened to these motherfuckers.
Because the movie was coming out next week.
Right. Mm.
And they'd only given us like glimpses of what the movie was. And this shit looked crazy, right? They showed this documentary. So now I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, man. This is real. This is like real documentation. And of course, this is before the internet had just started really for mm-hmm. public use.
Right.
So there wasn't really a lot of information you could get on it, right? I remember going to the movie theater and like sitting there like in fear the whole time. At the very end, the way it ended where the camera just dropped, they're like, oh, fuck.
And the motherfucker sitting in the corner and shit. And it basically, so it's all video camera.
He's seen Blair Witch. You've seen it before, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
But I remember going out to my car from the movie theater, looking around and shit. I remember when I was walking back to the ship, because it was when I was in the Navy, going back to the ship and looking around while I was, just because you, there's like this heightened sense of awareness that something else is out there, right? And it turns out it's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
They made up, even the documentary they made up.
Like, when I'm watching this shit and these motherfuckers, the camera's dropping and motherfuckers is, you know, the
When the niggas found their footprints again.
Yeah.
And they had been walking all day.
Yeah, my nigga.
Bro, like, I was done. I was like,
bro, yeah. And the map, like, and they're yelling at each other and I could feel the despair. And I'm like, but let's talk about it. That's some good shit. Like, the fact
and they spent like $40,000 on that
movie. Yeah, that's like it. Fucking Napoleon Dynamite shit.
It was wild, bro.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. There's only one other movie that I felt so uncomfortable in. And that was, what's the one with, who's the funny guy that's been doing a lot of serious movies?
Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller.
Not him.
Adam Sandler.
What was the movie with Uncut Gems? That movie was so uncomfortable, bro.
So this is the thing. The ending
was...
All of it. Yeah,
so
it
listen,
uncomfortable.
So check this out. So I'm watching, and I'm telling you, it's a hard watch, too. Both of these motherfuckers are hard watch. So it was The Revenant.
The Revenant is hard.
And followed by Uncut Gems.
Oh, you watched them back to back?
It was on whatever. It was either Max or fucking Stars or one of the shits that I have fucking...
I couldn't imagine, bro.
Bro, it was... Because I was watching Revenant, and I was like, okay, what's next? And I look at the fucking live TV, and I'm like, Uncut Gems. I'm like, y'all really trying to fuck a nigga up. Like,
It must have been fuck day. Fucked up day.
And the fact that how the fight scene at the end of The Revenant, where Tom Hardy and him are fucking fighting.
Right.
And then it's just like, he just stares into the camera, and it's just like, that's how that shit ends. And you're like, yo.
Oh, it's on Max. It's on Max now. Okay. It must have just got there. It hadn't been there.
Yeah, that shit is, listen, it is... some wild shit. Like the fact that what he went through.
Yeah.
All of the shit from fucking...
It's just pitiful.
I mean, when he was running from the Indians and he's fucking slept in the horse and shit, I was like... Some snowflake was like, oh, no, yeah, didn't he sleep in a... And I'm like, nah, you mistaken Star Wars. When Luke cut open that damn thing and slept inside of it. I'm like, that didn't happen in Revenant. And I was like, oh... Because she said it was the bear he slept in.
No, he's having a horse.
Right. Yeah. And I was like, yo, no, he did. Yeah. And then when the motherfucking nigga saved his life, and then when the bitch was getting raped. It's a crazy story, bro. I mean, it's just nonstop.
It's almost as sad as, what was that shit that was on BET that he's come on all the fucking time with Q-Tip, where he kept going to prison? Prison song or prison story.
Right.
You ever seen that shit?
No.
It's so pitiful. Nigga, stay out of jail. The fuck? Poor Q-Tip.
I watched fucking the other day, Million Ways to Die in the West.
Never watched it.
Come on.
Is that Clint Eastwood?
No.
Never watched that.
It's fucking Charlize Theron, fucking...
it's newer.
Yeah, the nigga that created the Simpsons or... No, not the Simpsons.
Seth Farlane?
Yeah, McFarlane.
Family Guy?
Yeah, Family Guy. McFarlane. And it's about basically 1882, and he's making fun of like all the shit that how it was like, you know, like no one smiled in pictures and how much there was to die, you know, how many.
There's a reason for that though. Do you know the reason why people didn't smile in pictures back in the day?
Because it took hella long for the picture to go,
and the frame would look like it would look blurred if they didn't sit still.
And you would look like in this movie they make it seem like, right, like you would look like a psycho sitting there staring for, you know, smiling for 30 seconds before the actual shit took place. You're like, and they're like, can you imagine that crazy motherfucker that looked, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then there was a picture. But then like all of this shit, you know, was, you know, they dramatize how many ways that, you know, he's like, look, you know, I went to a doctor and this nigga wanted to fucking peck my eye out with a fucking with a bird and shit. You all right, my guy?
Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough one.
No, again, that's that thing in the back of his throat.
That's old school. That's throwback.
That's revenge.
Throwback Reggie.
Revenge. He was like, I'm not dead.
He can't not do that though, because his voice will go back to the soft voice. That's what allows his voice.
Ah,
that's remnants of the surgery.
Yeah, again, that's like pre Michael Jackson.
He had an Adam's apple inserted. I wonder, can they do that?
No, they have to. Man, remember when we saw when we had that one episode when them motherfuckers was out in Atlanta, and it was like all the females that were having a competition on looking like dudes, and they had beards and shit. That shit was wild as fuck.
Some of them actually
look
like,
look like niggas,
like
bro.
Like, Reggie need to go to Turkey and get that.
I mean, I feel like Reggie and the coach from the Celtics both got the same.
Doc Rivers?
Mazzulla.
No, Mazzulla. That nigga.
Doc Rivers coach for the Milwaukee Bucks.
The coach for the... you guys.
Mazzulla, y'all got similar beard structures.
Oh.
Consistency, I'll say. You actually got a little bit more than him.
No, for sure.
You're like doing a little better than him.
Yeah, he's definitely doing better
than
him.
This nigga should never be at a finals game again until he gets a haircut.
He should at least fucking get rid of that beard. And then there's... what's up with these young niggas with receding hairlines? Like Derek White?
I didn't mean to look at you, French. I'm sorry. I didn't, French. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to look at you. I apologize.
And I really wasn't talking about French.
I know. But for some reason, when you said that, I was like, look.
Because he was
looking right at me. Right. Like, fuck.
Because on TNT, Charles was talking about Derek White for the Celtics.
Yeah.
And he's like, he was comparing him to Stephen A. And I was like, yo, he does kind of have a Stephen A thing going on.
He don't have hair anymore, though.
No, but that's because he knows better. Yeah. He's like,
that shit look ridiculous.
Just shave that shit off. Like, if you're that young and your shit is that back that far, stop. Like, quit playing.
Yeah. I think as a kid, he had that.
It's almost like these niggas there was another nigga, young dude, that just had a NFL player or somebody that fucking had cardiac arrest. And I saw when I was at the gym today, they were talking about on the news, I think it was Good Morning America, they were talking about the rise in athletes with heart issues. And I'm like, so we're not going to talk about this vaccine. Yeah. Like, we're going to act like this shit is all of a sudden happening out of nowhere. Like, niggas, athletes used to be the motherfuckers that had the strongest hearts.
Right.
Now all of a sudden these niggas is having cardiac arrest in fucking 20s.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, let's talk about it. But anyways, French Reggie, you need to be worried.
With my heart?
Nigga, you the one that got the prick, the poke.
Oh, come on, man. I don't even want to talk about that.
I'm just saying, he should, listen, I'm not wishing anything on you, but don't overexert yourself.
I probably,
don't wrestle with G-Money too much.
Oh, she wins that anyway, obviously. Did you hear the way that he said it? She wrestled, oh, me too. I rough her up. She's like, no, nigga.
He did. He started off.
He tried to make it like his equal. No, nigga. We not buying it.
Y'all not buying it, but that's what it is.
Sure it is.
Sure it is.
I'm going to be looking for bruises now.
Right.
No, it's just a hickey. No, it ain't, nigga. It ain't no hickey.
This nigga go get this nigga the number to Meave.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds like a hotline.
Men escaping a violent environment.
There you go. You might need it, bro. Blink, French, if you need help.
But see, that's how that fucking Revenant shit is. Like, blink, nigga, and I'll put you out your misery.
Right.
Tom Hardy, I'm gonna say the villain that Tom Hardy was.
Tom Hardy's good at villains.
He is. And that fucking, the villain that he was in The Revenant.
Wasn't he Bane?
He definitely was Bane, yes. Yeah.
He's a good villain, bro.
Yeah.
He's been in some other stuff, too.
And he was the fucking, the quote-unquote, the Jew in Peaky Blinders.
Wasn't he also the Craze? Those two guys? He was the twins, right? He played both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a good villain, bro.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy's a good villain.
Yeah.
There's a show I wanted to watch. I think it's called.
Oh, and there was one twin that was okay.
Right.
And the one that was just fucking, gone.
Anyway, I saw something the other day, French, Mac, they reminded me of you. Did you notice that they're doing 0% down for houses again?
You posted that.
I'm telling you, it's fucking something about Mary. What kind of dog did you say Fifi was?
But have you seen the zero down thing?
Yeah, no.
You're not buying it, or you?
I didn't really look at it, so I don't know. I thought it was the stated loans. I thought we were getting back to that,
bro. They're saying now 0% down to buy a house. What?
So you got to have like a 700 credit. Like, how do? Like, I don't get that.
Yeah, what?
Like. 0% down, like nothing, like
you listen,
just
bro.
Pay the closing costs. That's it.
0% down, bro.
You might be able to get married tomorrow.
Yeah, go get y'all a house, man.
I already got a house.
That's true.
I mean, but you know,
that's not why
there's
not
other people
married.
In it. There's other people in it.
No, that's why.
Yeah,
that's,
it's my house.
That's not why they're not getting married. It's because they have a plan. They have a plan, Mac.
She got a plan.
No, they have a plan. Just like they had a plan to get French a graduate degree, they have a plan.
Why you not getting married, Mike? Because you're in a little relationship. It's been a minute now.
I don't fuck around. I already told you. Marriage is for fucking suckers.
French, you can't see his hand on this side. His hand's like this on this couch. He's like this. His hand started doing like this when you're on that couch.
Niggas trying to rush me.
No. Marriage is for suckers. I already told you, nigga.
I'm a sucker.
You already in it, though. You can't.
So the moment I get married, I'm a sucker?
Mm-hmm. Both of us are suckers. I'm already a sucker.
No, because again, it's too late, though. You already in it. Right. You already in it.
So can I be a lollipop or I got to be a sucker?
You can be a sucker.
Damn, I want to be a lollipop.
So when I get married, I'm a sucker?
Yep.
Pretty much.
Sucks for you, French. Sorry.
Because again, why? What for what? Why are you getting married?
Oh my God.
Because the society, right?
The main reason why I'm probably really going to get married is because of the tax benefits. And I know it's not that much.
Whoa. What are we doing? Stop. You're about to ruin your relationship, bro.
No, because
I'm not do this on the podcast.
No, hold up. My nigga, hold up. Listen, this is what happened to my nephew.
Because he's
this
asking
is what
why.
Something that his wife said, some bullshit about fucking loans and tax benefits and all that. And it's like, you might as well be on Bridgerton, nigga.
When like, you ask why, because like as far as the
you might as well be marrying for
what
status,
is this
nigga.
About?
Like you try to marry.
Do not incorporate this into your TV show, nigga.
you might as well marry for a dowry, nigga. Like come on, like this is what you're saying. Like again, it's. Because a lot of that happens, right? There's different things. People are trying to marry for love, but then other motherfuckers are like, listen, fuck love.
This show is still not interesting to me. Keep going.
But shut up. Listen. They're like, listen, it ain't about love. It's about fucking security. You know what I mean? Like this, that, and the other. And this is what this nigga's saying. Like, look, you know what I mean? You know, it's about a fucking tax benefit shit.
Is that a third world ideology?
I was in England too, though.
No, it's not. But they, you know, they're colonized. It feels like they're more colonized than we are, which is crazy, but it feels like it.
Yeah, no.
Like they take on a lot of the identities of the place that colonized them. For instance, French knows some bullshit pigeon ass French.
Right.
Because the French came in and took over.
Well, we know pigeon ass English.
Jamaicans are they a lot of them sometimes will have like British accents. Like, what the fuck? Why do you have this? It's because they were so colonized.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why his ideals are this way.
I mean, what part of the ideas? You kind of lost me.
Well, what he was saying was from the Bridgerton days.
Oh. Of like, you know what I mean, marrying for
dowry status. Or for,
status, yeah, dowry. Like,
you know, they may be more connected to that idea.
You want to marry a duke because, again, that's going to make you a fucking...
Make you duchess. A duke, yeah.
No, no, to make you a duke unless you're...
Do Haitian parents get mad if you don't bring a Haitian girl home?
No.
Okay.
Do what's G Money?
Cape Verdean.
Do Cape Verdeans get mad if you don't bring Cape Verdean?
Oh, he's way too dark. I guarantee her dad's like, he's so dark skinned.
I'm just as dark as her dad.
And he's like, no, I know how this goes.
So what's her mom? White?
Her mom's light skinned.
She's Cape Verdean.
Yeah. Well, isn't her dad Cape Verdean?
Yes.
Yeah, both of them are.
Well, then don't say Cape Verdean as a meaning that's the fucking light skinned thing.
No, you said is she white? I said no, she's Cape Verdean.
Well, again. Okay.
Cape Verdeans can be light skinned like my girl, but they can also be dark skinned like me.
So can Ethiopians. I've seen,
yeah, yeah,
I've seen,
yeah. So that's all.
I've seen. I've
Same
seen.
Thing goes with Haitians too.
And Americans.
Nah, I don't know. I ain't never seen no light skinned Haitians.
I have.
There's hella light skinned
Haitians. I've seen light skinned. Again, this has nothing to do with evolution. I know y'all really want it to be like, oh, Africans are black because they were in the sun and Africa. No, nigga. Yeah.
Light skinned Haitians.
You've seen light skinned Dominicans, right?
No, so light skinned Haitians seem like they've been pollinated with. Something else.
French?
Yeah.
They all were.
Right. Okay. Well, not French Reggie hadn't.
Yes, he was.
Nah, you can't put white in that and get that. Have you ever seen coffee? Listen, you put any kind of fucking creamer in your coffee, you don't get black.
I can't believe you still exist.
I know coffee. I don't know a lot of things, but I know when I put my fucking, if I put some creamer in my black coffee, it's no longer black.
Okay.
And when I say black, I'm pointing at French Reggie.
Got you.
You know what I mean? Like, you could put a tattoo on my coffee and see it. You can.
That's funny.
How much do you think you spend on tattoos, French? Overall.
Too much?
over 2,000.
Yeah. Yeesh.
How much you think they're worth?
You might as well just light that shit on fire.
Light what on fire? His tattoos?
The money.
Oh, yeah.
Can't nobody see that shit.
By the way, Mac, I heard that you cried like a bitch on your lion tattoo after you got through criticizing.
Hold up. Hold up, though. Yeah, I didn't cry like a bitch.
I heard you cry like a bitch.
I did not cry like, fuck,
I heard
no.
You was ready you to like shed a man? It, man. I
nope. Hey, listen, there's differences.
I heard you was ready to shut it down.
Listen, there's a difference between crying like a bitch. I took it all. Like, I was sitting there and holding.
You took it all? I bet you did.
No, listen. I fucking was sitting there. No, what it was is, fuck you. This nigga was on the fucking collarbone. So if you see up here.
Nah, nigga.
No.
No.
It was this part.
Lean in. Like what you told me. Lean in.
No,
nigga.
So there was two parts.
I like pain. Hold on.
So you're in the middle. You got a tattoo in the middle of your fucking back. Mm-hmm. All meaty and shit. Mm-hmm. This nigga hit me right here on the collarbone.
So forgetting that there's a spine down the very middle of that meaty back you're talking about, right?
So
and it goes all the way down.
And,
so
then,
not,
and then the underarm part, right? Like, yeah. So there's a part that's like under. And then there was a part where the nipple.
Did you act like a bitch?
No, I did not act like a bitch at all. I was quiet.
You didn't try to quit a couple times?
No, listen, I said, like, if we ain't done, we could be done. Like, like let me see what it looked like, because I might be good with it the way it is.
Outline, bro, just the outline is good.
Like, because, I mean, we had been here for a minute.
Yeah.
And I swear, I thought I did poke a hole in the fucking
nice.
The shit, because I was gripping that motherfucker. There was times.
Again. I heard when it got around your nipples when you really got
No, the nipple part really, was ridiculous.
Like you
I
got
thought
it to the bitch.
I thought he No, I thought
the
he
real
was,
bitch came out the
No,
nipple.
So again, and I'm looking at it, it's not even on the nipple. But I thought he was tattooing
what is it on
my
your
nipple.
Areola?
I thought he was on the nipple though, bro. Like, and I was just like, "Oh my God, are you kidding me?" Like, we could be done right now.
Right. So like a bitch.
And when I could hear the needle bouncing off my collarbone?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. That shit hurt the motherfucker. Yeah. There was nothing there. And in the armpit, I thought he was all the way in the armpit. I'm like, I don't need no shit in there, nigga. But yeah. It wasn't even in there. It was weird how the sensations made me feel like it was places it wasn't. Because again, he didn't even get to the nipple. But I guarantee I felt like he was going
it was
over
on
the
fire,
nipple.
Right?
Like he was on the nipple. Like he was just tattooing my nipple. Right. And I was like, God damn, bro. Like
so not like a bitch then.
Because I didn't say nothing. Fuck you. I didn't say a word. I held
Karate Man crying on the inside.
That's all I did. I was
you
crying.
Seem so flustered right now.
I was crying on the inside. Well, I'm just saying, we could bring Kay on, you know what I mean, like on the show and ask, like, what did I say? Okay. I didn't say anything until right. Afterwards. Like, I was like, yo, we could stop. And he's like, no, I got a little bit more to do. And I was like, okay, go ahead then. If you only got a little more, but don't lie to me. Mm. Like, I was serious. Like, don't say it's a little more.
Yeah.
And it'd be a lot more.
Right.
And it could be, what you looking for is perfection.
Four and a half hours is what I was doing.
Yeah.
Was it 4.5 hours?
Yeah, it was close.
Okay, good.
It was close.
I love that happened to you.
And then I caught the fucking, was it tattoo flu?
What's that? I never had that.
Oh, come on.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, so when you get like massive amounts of ink in your system, you could get tattoo flu.
Never heard of it.
What is it? What kind of flu though? Is it like
you call it? I don't think it's actually a flu. I think it's just like maybe you have an allergic reaction.
Flu-like symptoms. Like I mean, I got a fever.
Like a snotty nose and stuff too?
I got a fever. I was down bad. Like,
really?
So, yeah.
I didn't even get that for that.
That might just be that you're a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
And getting a tattoo showed how much of a fucking bitch you were.
This took the whole day and we did it all in one day and I was fine.
Hey, so this tattoo flu is pretty common and should fade into memory in a few days. So let's see here.
Where did you start? Did you start in the middle of a paragraph?
Nah, that's yeah.
That sentence.
This. What is the right. Start with this?
Is it the beginning of the paragraph or not?
It's beginning.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's going to get him arrested. It's beginning. Beginning. It's beginning. It's not beginning. Your body's immune system is making you feel wiped out while it attacks potential threats to your body. Be on the lookout for a mild fever, chills, fatigue. That's what it was. I got the chills, too.
Oh,
like
real bitches.
Like
this is worse, bro. You're making a case for how much of a bitch you are.
And wait a minute.
You got sick. This nigga got French. This nigga, like, when he got a tattoo, and got sick.
I'm not going to say the last sentence.
Please do.
And some tummy discomfort.
Tummy discomfort is crazy.
You are such a bitch. I love it, though. I love that you realize at the end that, oh,
but
I am a bitch.
Motherfucker, I could have talked to people. You was acting real fucking brand new, nigga. Don't talk to me. Don't say nothing to me. Like, for real, like, you was going to kick me out your house if I said another word.
I told you shut the fuck up because you kept going.
If I said another word, you're going to kick me out the house.
I would kick you out.
You probably would
have. I would not have kicked you out.
You listen, I felt like I was going to get kicked out if I said another word.
But you were wrong.
No, nigga. Just
you
fucking...
were. I was trying to disassociate. Just like how you didn't want to talk, you didn't want to say anything. That's right. All I want to do. You kept trying to chat it up with me. Fuck this game. Fuck what you're talking about. Shut up. Stop talking to me. This shit hurts.
Okay.
And probably the most sensitive bone in your body, your spine.
Man, I don't know. You could just say that. You're just fucking making up shit. I don't know if that is
nigga,
the most.
It's a Japanese dude that can come here right now and push on your spine and somewhere and make you fold up. Nigga, stop talking that shit right now. Dr. Spock your ass.
Bullshit. Oh, that's not even really a bone. Let's be clear.
What is it? The spine?
Yeah, it's like cartilage and some other shit.
Okay. I'm dead. Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website and check out all the shows on the network. What else we got? Anything else?
Follow us on the socials at No Nonsense Show.
Yeah. Okay, so look, keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.